Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Just Say It. My name is Favour Ojika, and I'm super excited to have you guys back here with me. Wow, guys. I think the last time I recorded was, I think, around 1st of December. And that was like over a month ago, so it's been a while. and I apologize, guys, as usual. But you guys need to understand something, that life happens, and I'm sure you people do, but for some strange reason, I always have this need to apologize, and that's because you guys are my favorites. I love you guys so much. Anywho, today we are going to be talking about something quite different, and for the sake of the fact that I want this episode to be very short, I'm just going to go straight to the point, you know. And but before we do that, we're going to take a very short break, and once we come back, you're going to be hearing all about this particular episode that I honestly cannot wait to talk about. So do not go anywhere. Grab a soda, a glass of wine, a cup of coffee, whatever it is that will keep you awake for the next few minutes, and let's just hash this particular topic out. Okay, don't go anywhere, we'll be right back. Welcome. I'm going to increase this volume. I hope you guys can hear me, because we're going to get into this. So it's the new year, right? And everybody's out here, you know, having their new year's goals. Everybody's out here, you know, making plans. And when I say everybody, it's including myself, because I'm not going to be hypocritical. You guys know that I always tell you the truth. But my thing is, as we're entering this year, jejeli, one thing I don't want to hear is new year, new me. I don't want to hear it with my ear at all, because guess what? That was how we kind of overhyped 2020, and everything that could possibly go bad went bad. Do you understand? Everybody keeps saying 2020 was a shitty year, 2020 was not a good year. I completely agree. But I also felt like we caused it too, in a way, because we just felt like some people were like, oh, it's the beginning of the new decade, you know, so everything is going to be right. Everybody, including myself, if I'm being honest, you know, I started with that rubbish again, New Year's resolution. This year I'm going to lose 50 pounds. This year I am still carrying the pounds around. And at this point, I'm like, I cannot kill myself, because it's a whatever situation, you know what I mean? But my point is, please guys, just enter the year, respect yourself, and just enter the year gently. Do whatever it is you want to do quietly, run all the business you want to run quietly, you know, go to school and read your book and pass your exam quietly, and don't make unnecessary noise, so that this year will not just get angry and do times three, you know, of what it did last year. Because I don't think at this point we're all trying to recover, we're all trying to figure out how we're going to search for our sanity, we are trying to make sense of our situation as it is. So I'm not saying that, actually scratch that, I'm saying that jinxing it by saying stupid things is even going to make it worse. Okay, so basically just enter the year quietly, write your goals down if you must, plan if you must, do whatever it is you want to do, but it's nobody's business until it becomes an actuality, like until it becomes a reality, you know. Just do what you need to do, okay, and stop disturbing us, please. The way I'm talking, I kind of sound pain, you guys. In a way, I kind of found comfort with speaking with you guys, because something just happened to me a few hours ago. So I've been sitting down here, and for most of you that are close to me might actually have an idea. I've been focusing on my energy lately on YouTube, trying to shoot content and trying to upload and grow my channel and blah, blah, blah. And for some of you that are YouTubers or content creators of some sort, you know that it's a lot of work, you know, working with your camera, working with, you know, a bunch of things. I sat down on this particular chair for close to 9 hours, if not more, working on a particular project that I hoped to release tomorrow. or today. And then unfortunately, I don't know what I pressed and I lost my entire files, and I basically needed to start afresh, you know. And that really hurt my soul because I was entering this year with so much planned already, you know. I know that sometimes we plan some things and it doesn't really work out the way we expect, but nobody tells you the disappointment that comes after. They don't really train you for the disappointment that comes after you've already planned something out and you already have it in your head that this is how it's going to work. Nobody prepares you for that, okay? And so I am going to semi-prepare you in a way. You know, you're going to plan in this new year. You are going to be motivated at some point in this new year. You're going to strive for excellence at some point in your life. But then there will be a point where you will be demotivated. You will be tired. You will be frustrated. You would curse. You would swear. You would almost pull your hair out. You want to throw your laptop away. You want to, whatever project it is you're working on, right? It might not really be in the creative space, so to speak, but let's just say as a young person, maybe you have personal goals or you have aspirations and you're really working towards it, but then something goes wrong at some point in this year. I'm trying to tell you that it's okay. Okay, you know, there was this one time I was talking to one of my friends about, it was like she was struggling with something, and then she called me and she was like, Favour, I need help, you know, I feel like I'm not getting this thing, like it's really really annoying me. And I was telling her, it's okay, it's part of it. She's like, don't tell me it's okay, you always try to make my mind calm down. I was like, because that's the truth, you know. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay for you to be frustrated. It's okay for you to be sad. It's part of human nature, you know. And I'm telling you comfortably now, even though as of 2 hours ago I was bawling my eyes out, I was crying, but I'm learning to train myself to believe that it's just part of life, you know. If something doesn't come out good, you know, relax, you know, do whatever it is that makes you happy at that point and fire down better the next day. Don't dwell on the disappointment in this new year, okay? And it's not necessarily like a new year, new me kind of thing, but it's just more of new year, fresh goals, new year, new mindset, you know. But because you're not going to change overnight, that is some BS. If you're being honest, you won't change overnight. You evolve. There's chance for evolving, but that doesn't mean you change overnight. So it could be new you, new goals, new you, evolved mindset. How about that? Anyways, guys, I don't want to ramble too much in this particular episode. I just wanted to check in on you guys and say Happy New Year. Guys, I have so much planned for this year, and I hope to God that I'm more consistent. I wanted to be bringing out episodes every Tuesday, but I feel like with the nature of my podcast, every Tuesday, or trying to bring out podcasts on a particular day, though is very feasible, I feel like it's not just going to help this particular niche in which I'm going to. And most of the people I'm targeting on this particular podcast are young, vibrant people, you know, ladies most especially. But that doesn't stop guys from listening as well, because but for the most part, I'm going to be talking with girls, or you know, ladies, you know, trying to improve their lives, young adults that are trying to basically learn, figure this thing called life together through communication. Those are the people I'm actually targeting. And boy, do I have a lot in store for you based on my own personal experiences. We are all on this learning journey. The way I'm learning is the same way I'm just sharing my ideas to make it better for you in case you are struggling in a particular area. So how about we dive into this new year with lots of fun memories and lots of, you know, anticipation and expectation for what's come. I'm excited, and I hope you are too. And just do me a favor by either liking this particular podcast or just keep sharing it with your friends, right? Let them hear my voice. Let them know that your sis is working on giving you quality content, okay? Okay. But until I come your way next time, my name is Favour Ojika, and I'll see you guys in my next episode. Bye.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Just Say It. My name is Favor Ojika, and I'm super excited to have you guys back here with me. Okay, so that laugh was very necessary, even though it was forced for some strange reason. However, I just wanted to say what was in my mind. So today, my topic is not going to be too deep, okay? But it's going to be necessary, and it's going to be something that I feel you, baby girl, you listening, needs to hear. So don't go anywhere. When I come back, I'm gonna give you the gist, okay? Okay. I'll see you guys when I come back.